Welcome back to Food Drive Friday on KNIA Roulette. I'm Andrew Schneider. Andrew Swadner had the opportunity to catch up with Lori Abernathy with the Heel House of Indianola.
Talking about local food scarcity and the importance of feeding those in our community less fortunate, Lori, thank you very much for joining us. You work with the local homeless population here in Warren County. Tell us a little bit about some of the local food pantries and how they assist you and how they assist local homeless people in our population that need that assistance.
Yeah, first of all, a lot of our guests that we have at the Heel House, we send up there to the Helping Hand to use that as a resource. Local churches that do dinners, the Catholic Church, some of the churches around town do different dinners on different nights, and I know speaking with them that their numbers have drastically increased in the last year. And that shows us that we've got definitely a need for keeping our food pantry supplied with plenty of canned goods and stuff like that for these guys. That's probably one of the first things we hear when we have guests move into the Heel House is the need for food in our community. And we have folks that are not homeless, but really struggle for the need to have to put food on their plates, and we hear that from counselors through the schools and at all levels, from elementary all the way up to high school. So I think it's very important that we keep our pantries full, especially this time of year, and just with demanding prices going up right now, I think we're going to see another jump, like a 900% increase in need from the food pantry just from the Helping Hand, and that's not counting the different pantries we have around the area. So there's definitely an increase and definitely a big need now that we need to help fill.
Well, I'm glad you brought up the work with the food pantry, but there's also things that I think a lot of homeless and those who are in need of assistance, things that maybe go a little bit unnoticed. What have you heard from those who you've helped as far as, you know, personal care items? Because those are a big thing about getting back on your feet, too.
Oh, yes, definitely. We have a lot of people that donate, like, just shampoo, toothpaste, toothbrushes, that kind of stuff, any kind of personal hygiene items, toilet paper, Kleenexes, things you don't even think about sometimes is a big necessity. And, you know, you don't think about that because you just think it's kind of there. So that's a big necessity for people, too, and we get a lot of donations that are toothpaste and shampoo and all that kind of personal hygiene stuff. So that's also a need that a lot of people overlook sometimes.
Talk about your work with local students as well, Heel House, and before that, working with local students and making sure that, you know, those who they have a place to study and they have a place to stay when things maybe aren't working out at home.
Yep, that's right. We have had we've had a few students down at the Heel House as our guests, and a lot of times it's just family is really struggling, can't make ends meet, or there's been a, you know, medical issue, or just things just aren't working out right. And we always make sure we have a study room for them to study in, and then we have a safe place for them to be that's under 24 surveillance. And we have food donated every night, whether it be from a local church or an individual, so that everybody gets a hot meal. And then we keep our pantry really stocked with canned foods and personal hygiene items and that kind of stuff. So there's more out there than, you know, a lot of people have a lot of pride and don't ask for help. When they do, they're pretty desperate. And those are the ones I worry about that are scared to ask for help. People don't understand. There's always a time in life that you have to ask for help, and we want to make sure people know it's okay to ask for help. Come find us. Let us help you, because that's what we're here for. Because times are tough, and times are going to get tougher, and we just want to make sure people know in Warren County that we're here to support you and do whatever we can to get you back on your feet.
Well, I wanted to talk about the importance of not only knowing where your next meal is coming from, especially for those students, and we'll stay on them for now, but
yeah,
it's important just for schooling in general. When you're worried about when you're going to eat next, it's not like you can focus on history class the way you should.
That's exactly right. And people will tell you, you know, looking at studies, if people are sitting there hungry, they can't study. Those students aren't going to study well. And we've got to make sure there we've got something there for them to eat and make sure they've got full bellies. A lot of times kids will go home at night and the only thing they get to do is they eat at school. So Big Arc School District does a great job of feeding these students. There's different programs out there. And that's why I think a lot of our students rely on some of these churches that do the evening meals that you can just drive through and pick up. And I think that is just a big blessing, because right now I think that's what we need. And these students need to know there's something there. On the weekends, there's always something for, you know, they've done the bag lunch, the suitcase, or the backpack lunches. Sue always makes sure that she sends plenty of food home when she's got a family that needs to eat. But yeah, our students, we've got to make sure our students are eating, because who wants to study if your belly's empty and you're not sure where you're going to get to eat next? So that's a big focus we need to do on our community.
When we're talking about the homeless or those in need, adult population in our community, what are some of the things that maybe people don't know about? And I know we've talked about this in the past. People might be surprised how many there are, and you already talked about that giant increase we've seen use the food pantry, but just as far as the homeless population in the county.
Yeah, us down at the Heal House, we have been full. We have been completely full. We have been very blessed. We've got a program called Rolling Hills that assists in Warren County residents, and we have been able to get 13 people placed in homes or in apartments and have jobs, and they are working and doing great. So that's our goal, is to get them back on their feet, be productive in the society, and be able to give back and be able to have their own place to call home. And we've done that, and we've continued to see a big jump in homelessness. And so we're hoping that, you know, we can get ahead of it. And especially coming into winter months, it's way too cold for somebody to be sleeping in a tent or under a tree. And we have some of individuals that don't want to have our help, but we try to reach out to them and give them Casey's cards, or we try to get them into the Helping Hand to get some food, or that kind of situation. So, you know, we run into all kinds of different scenarios when we're doing this, and some people couldn't believe that we had a homeless issue here in Warren County, and we do. It's evident that we have been full down at the Heal House for the last 7-8 months now, and we continue to place people into their permanent residence and get them jobs, and they're working and doing great and providing for their families now. So, you know, it's just a continuous goal that we got to keep striving for, is to keep our Warren County people in homes, food on their plates, and, you know, that's our goal. We just got to keep working towards getting everybody into a place where they stay safe and they've got food.
I think the big thing for me when I hear and I talk to organizations such as Heal House or the Helping Hand of Warren County is sometimes people just need that first step. It's hard to focus on finding a job or finding an apartment when you can't be fed and you can't clean yourself.
Yeah.
So talk about that first step and how that is so important in order to get people back on their feet.
Yep. And usually what we do is we do an intake. We require a drug test, and after they get that done, we do an intake. We find out where they're at, what kind of services that they need, whether it be some mental assistance, medical, anything like that line. We try to assess everything we need. We get them into a room. We make sure that they're getting their meals and they're getting fed, and kind of get them all just round it up so we know exactly what we're dealing with and where we can help them the most. And then we start into, okay, now we're ready, let's start getting a job. So a lot of times it's, you know, get them in where it's warm, they're fed, they know that they're going to have meals every day, they know they're safe, you know, that they're this secured place, they're safe, you know, we're here to help. And then the big thing is then looking for a job. And WeLift has been absolutely wonderful. We have our clients meet with him, and then they set up a plan, we set up a goal, and then we hit it. And usually they find a job, and then usually we kind of leave it up to them how long they want to be here and how much money they need to raise before they go into their own apartment. And so after they've kind of got it, they feel like, you know, they're comfortable and they've got enough in the bank, then we'll start looking for an apartment and resources to help them do that. So it's kind of a process that we look at, you know, I call it my three-step process, you know, and Joe Gazelle will tell you it's not a handout, it's a hand up. And a lot of them, once they know they're safe and they've got food and they know where they're going to be the next day, then they're really excited to get a job. And then they get that first paycheck and they're like, oh, I'm doing so good now. And we keep that going, and then we start looking to get them into a permanent apartment or a house or whatever the case may be, what they want to do. So it's a process, but, you know, I would say within 3 to 4 months, we usually have people in their apartments and their jobs, and they've got money in the bank, so, which we're blessed to be doing.
What would you say to someone who, again, probably wants to help out in the community? I'm thinking maybe of a specific donation to the Helping Hand or something. Is it? I know that that money goes a lot further than maybe people would think. And when they think about making a donation to the community, and no donation is too small.
Oh, no. I'm telling you, $5, $10, a dollar, all that money that, you know, comes in, would you, you just, it's hard to comprehend and it's hard to explain how far that dollar can take somebody, you know. And that's what people, I think we need to stress the most. 50 cents, anything you can give or can spare is going to help feed somebody or feed a family. And, you know, that's probably our biggest goal is, you know, some people think, well, you got to donate 500 or you got to donate 100. No, 25, 50, 10, whatever you can give helps somebody, and it goes a long ways. As much as we can raise for Helping Hand, they do such a great job, and they help us out tremendously at the Heal House for food. And a lot of our guests go down there and get clothes and food. And I think that's just where we need to put our money right now is to keep people in their own homes and to be able to help feed their families, their kids. And, you know, some older parents are moving back in with their kids in order to be able to survive. So I think we just need to put everything we can, you know, everything you can donate into that to help these food pantries around Warren County.
Once again, that was Lori Abernathy with the Heal House of Indianola.